Good afternoon, and welcome to the WHTC At Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply, with your host, Mark VandenBosch. Mark presents the latest in building, remodeling, everything for your home. You are at home on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
All right, you're listening to the At Home Show. We have Tony Hoover in here today because Mark is taking another day off. Hello, Tony.
How's it going today? How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Hey, yeah, like you said, Mark's on vacation. He's actually in Florida today, of all places. So
I'll be there in 2 weeks.
Really? Seriously?
Yes.
I'm excited. The rest of us are going to be stuck in Michigan.
Yeah, you can stay.
I love it. Well, we have a great show lined up. I'm really excited. This is Tony Hoover. I'm excited to be filling in for the last Friday of 2013. Guys, it's been a heck of a year. A lot of changes, and I'm just really thrilled that I could spend the last Friday with you guys. It's a beautiful day here in West Michigan. I think it broke 30 degrees today. We've got some sun out there, so make sure you get outside, enjoy this beautiful weather that we're blessed with here.
It's actually 33 right now.
33 degrees. It's a heat wave.
Woo!
It's fantastic. So today I'm joined by John Colley, and John is one of the purchasers over at Zeeland Lumber and Supply. And John, what we're going to do is something a little bit different today. We are going to do kind of like a year in review. We're going to talk about where we've been, we're going to talk about hopefully where we're going. So John, if you don't mind, just give us a brief overview of, who you are. I think many of our listeners have heard your voice before. You've been on the show several times.
I am John Colley. I'm at Zeeland Lumber and Supply. I'm a licensed builder. I've been in the building trades for probably close to 30 years now. I started pounding nails. I moved inside to customer service, and then ran the post frame and estimating division at Zeeland Lumber before running the purchasing department for the last few years, and now kind of strictly buying commodities.
Fantastic, fantastic. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can give us a call at 395-1450. You can also shoot me an email. I'm Tony Hoover at tonyh@zeelandlumber.com. Now, John, a couple weeks ago when Mark was here, he was joined by Mike Dykstra, and they talked a little bit about the landscape of the building industry, and they mentioned housing starts were coming back after some historic lows. And from where you sit, purchasing those commodities, what have you seen, even going back to 2012 to where we are now, 2013?
Well, really what I saw in 2012 was an increase in demand, and the supply side tends to overbuy at certain periods of time when they, I guess, overreact to the situation a lot of times. And so you saw a massive amount of purchasing in the spring, which when the actual building season kind of hit, everybody was pretty much supplied up, and they kind of didn't do any buying, and the pricing fell real sharp first week of July, and then it slowly started to build back up. And I think there was more supply on the market, but there was and demand was probably about even with what they expected. It just didn't come all at once.
I see what you're saying. So, if you were doing a project, mm-hmm. In 2012, and then you did the same project in 2013, just throw an example, you're putting up mm-hmm. a pole barn in your backyard for your lawnmower and your snowblower, like what would be the percentage difference in cost from 2012 to 2013?
Honestly, Tony, I think this year it's going to be pretty flat.
Flat?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see quite as much, sensationalism with the guys jumping in and overreacting to a lot of the purchasing. And I see pretty good supply. Pricing's up a little bit, so there's not quite as much, of a threat from foreign nations like China jumping in and buying as much when the price, stays up a little bit.
Sure.
So last March, I think they said the pricing was up about 10% to what it was the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, I just, with the OSB in good supply, with imports out of, exports out of Canada into the United States at a good, pace, I can't see where the core products are going to fluctuate.
No, when you say core products, for those of us that are outside the industry, what products are you talking about?
I'm talking from the lumber side at this point. Lumber, OSB, engineered lumber. Engineered lumber, I think they'll probably get an increase at some point during the year, but 2x4s, 2x6, 2x8, 2x10. those products. They seem to be in a little better supply than they were last year.
I see. Now, do you think next year we'll see kind of like the lead time that we had? Because throughout this year, you mentioned the supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the supply chain started to get a little bit thin in certain key segments. Do you mm-hmm. think going into 2014 we'll also see a thin supply chain, or do you think it's going to loosen up a little bit?
This year, I think it's going to be a little looser. I think they've got a little better handle on the supply from, you know, they projected, I think, 1.25 million homes this year, where last year I think they were projecting around that million mark. So they're projecting more homes, and they haven't come back and retracted off of that yet. But there's some other factors that are involved, such as interest rates,
sure.
that seem to be creeping up a little bit that may start to take a little bit of an effect as well. So I guess we're looking for some readjusted rates soon.
Yeah.
And then that might tell a little better picture. But demand's up, supply's up. You know, I can't see where it's going to be a whole lot different than what it was last year.
So it's going to be kind of flat. That's kind of what we're thinking right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I'm thinking just price-wise.
Just price-wise?
It's going to be a little flat.
Now, how do you think, again, if you want to join the conversation, it's 395-1450. This is Tony Hoover sitting in with John Colley on the At Home Show, and we're talking about, you know, lumber pricing. We're going to get a little more into remodeling in the next segment. But, John, before we take our first break, you know, a lot of folks this year have said, you know, you needed to jump. If you were thinking about building a home or selling your current home, you know, you need to kind of, you know, get off the bench and go for it. I mean, going into 2014, you know, do you think it's going to be that same kind of almost like it's essentially been a seller's market, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the good houses on the market aren't lasting there very long.
For sure.
They're getting picked up right away.
Yeah, and I mean, just speaking from personal experience, my wife and I have been looking for a home the last 5 or 6 months, and you know, we would go and look at a house, or we'd set an appointment, and it would be gone, you know, within 24 to 48 hours. And do you think something like that would continue, or do you think, at least in West Michigan, you know, where we call home, mm-hmm. do you think that's going to not burn out, but do you think it'll slow down a little bit?
You know, I think it's going to kind of continue that way where the markets are good. I think in other areas it may not affect it quite as much.
Fantastic. We're going to take our first break of the afternoon, John. If you want to get in on the next one, give us a call, 395-1450. This is Tony Hoover sitting in for Mark Vandenbosch on the At Home Show.
Safety is no little matter, and in the case of a garage door, it can actually be quite a large hazard. When your garage door starts acting up, call Compound Door. They will inspect and service your garage door to keep it working properly so your family is safer. It's an easy call for peace of mind. Compound Door and Operator services nearly all of West Michigan. Since 1955, Compound Door has been keeping you out of the weather. Visit them online at compounddoor.com for more information or to schedule a service call.
Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com. It's the sun, believe it or not, and the temperature's up to 35 degrees now across the lakeshore. Overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and windy conditions with a high near 32. Saturday looking good with lots of sunshine and some clouds and a high near 39. Right now in Jenison, 34 degrees, 35 in Holland. Get continuous news, weather, and sports anytime. Log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com. And you're coming back to the At Home Show. The phone number here is 395-1450. Tony Hoover is sitting in today for Mark Vandenbosch. Hello, Tony.
How's it going?
All right.
Fantastic. Did you say it was 35?
It says 35.
Oh, my goodness.
Woohoo!
I might go to the beach today.
No, don't get the shorts out yet. Wait till Sunday night.
Oh, no. You know, this is Tony Hoover sitting in for Mark Vandenbosch, who is probably at the beach. He's in the great state of Florida. But I'm sitting here with John Colley. And, you know, John, we just talked about, you know, some of the commodity pricing side of home building, you know, the lumber, the OSB. And that stuff is fun and exciting. But for the next segment, you know, I really want to focus on the interior and a little more of the exterior of the home. It's been a great year for the At Home Show. I mean, we've talked about a lot of different stuff, everything from, you know, fiber cement siding to carpeting to painting to even some bird feeding a couple weeks ago. You know, John, we were joined, Mark was joined by Cormac Smith from Quality Edge, and one of their big pushes for 2014 is going to be a new kind of roofing, and I know you've had some experience with it. You know, previously when someone had to redo the roof, they used
asphalt shingles.
Asphalt shingles. So, John, can you talk about the change that, you know, Cormac brought up, and maybe like just you know, talk a little more about it?
Yeah, a lot of the industry. You know, I guess I'll back up a little bit. When our parents bought their houses, there weren't a whole lot of options out there for roofing, and it was, you know, you're going to put that same old, shingle product on the roof, and you're going to get 20 to 25 years out of it, and then you're going to have to tear it off and redo the deck and put put more shingles on it. Now, people that are 60 years old, or not, you don't even have to be that old, but they don't want to deal with it in 20 years. You know, labor's tightening up. You're going to do a project, and the labor's going to be twice as expensive as what you had planned on, and so they want to use a product that's going to last a long time. And I think the steel roofing has really started to pick up over on this side of the state. It was a little heavier on the other side of the state to begin with, but now you're starting to see more and more standing seam type roofs. You're starting to see pole barn steel used as roofs in northern Michigan in wooded areas. It performs well. It's a watertight system most of the time. It's the paint warranty is a limited lifetime, which is 45 or 50 years. And then that doesn't mean that the product's going to leak at that point. It just means that the paint's not going to be there. So there's just some long life, some real long-lasting products that are out there that the industry has kind of turned to.
Yeah, and it's almost similar to, you know, the decking argument that a lot of people are going into right now. If you're redoing your deck, you know, this year, last year, you had to ask yourself the question if you're going to go for treated lumber or composite. And I think that's a question a lot of people ask themselves. You know, we've talked about decking previously on the show with Jay Ellsworth from Zeal and Lumber, and we had that discussion. What's your take on that whole treated versus composite decking, John?
Well, I don't mind treated lumber. I think it's a great product. I think that price point it gets pretty much anybody into the market. But if you're not one to do maintenance, then you certainly want one of the composite type deckings.
I like how you looked at me when you don't want to do maintenance. Look at Tony Hoover.
That's a big segment. There's a lot of people that, you know, they want to put it down and forget about it. So.
Oh, for sure. Now, you know, if you want to join the conversation, we always love hearing from you. If you have a project that you completed in 2013, we'd love to talk about it. We want to hear your opinions. Give us a call, 395-1450. This is Tony Hoover sitting in with John Colley. You know, earlier in the year, John, we talked a lot about kitchen and bath remodeling, and we were joined by all sorts of different experts from that field. And some of the things we were hearing was, again, kind of like the low maintenance side of the world. Beth Shields joined us from Formica, and Beth talked about the advances that laminate countertops has made. And then we had Kim Emelander in from from Berghorst, and she talked about different kind of things like undermount sinks and stuff like that. You know, what are you seeing in, as far as like the interior design world?
On the interior design, I guess kitchen and bath specific, I still see, you know, we do a lot of like granite countertops. I still see some of the solid surface. The undermount sinks I've seen quite a few of those come in. You know, I think the stainless steel has still kind of been in with appliances. I don't think there's been, I haven't seen so much of the design specifics with those things. But, you know, I think a lot of those people are still looking at that trend of high quality, no maintenance type.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you hit the nail on the head that, you know, even if you talk about the exterior of your home, because it almost spills over into the fiber cement. You know, argument. And if you're not familiar with fiber cement, John, can you just give a quick overview of, you know, that product?
Yeah, it's typically fiber cement is a, it's a few products mixed together to make a cement board molded into a siding that gets applied directly onto the house wrap and into the OSB of the house. And it's actually made with a design to give it a wood grain effect, and then it's painted usually by the factory, which puts on a one or a two coat applied paint system on it that's warranted for a longer period of time than if you just take a brush and paint it.
Yeah.
But the big advantage to it is it's a very durable product.
Yeah.
And it won't deteriorate, such as some people might remember the old hardboard sidings that were almost like masonite or a cardboard, a really highly compacted cardboard type product.
Yeah, and you're not seeing that anymore. And it's interesting that just through the course of our conversation, you're really hearing, I guess, I'm going to say it, homeowners are getting a little bit lazy. Is that fair to say?
Well, maybe, I don't know if it's lazy or they just don't have the time to deal with it.
That's true. No, that's very true. We're all busy people.
And they want it to last because, you know, labor's tight in our market as well as everybody else's. And they just, you know, it's going to cost more down the road if there's no labor.
Yeah, and I think it's important, too, that, you know, through the economic downturn that we talked about earlier, you know, people are just staying in their homes longer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that plays into this, don't you? Where, you know, if you're going to stay in your home extra 15, 20 years, you don't want to do that maintenance, right?
No. Yeah, you know, at one point I saw a statistic that said the average person stays in their home for 9 years. And if that was true, and you're just turning something to flip it, then, you know, I could see a push towards a lower price product. But if the people that are staying there, you know, remodeling and staying or adding an addition or whatever, they really tend to gear towards, you know, higher quality products.
Mm-hmm. That's very important. If you want to get in the conversation, give us a call, 395-1450, or if it's easier for you, go ahead and shoot us an email, TonyH@ZealandLumber.com. You know, John, we have a couple minutes left before our next break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, you know, you're much handier than me. That goes without saying. You know, but what was your one big project this year that, you know, you really spent some time on in your home?
In my home. Truthfully, I didn't spend a whole lot of time in my home this year doing it. You know, I finished my garage, actually.
You did? Okay.
Yeah. We put a steel roof in the garage, and I put insulated it and put OSB in the walls.
Fantastic. Now, I'll share my little story. I think I've told this one before, but my wife and I, then fiancé, we decided to put a backsplash in her kitchen, or her catching her bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I can handle this. You know, I'm a pretty handy dude. And you know what? It turned out okay, but I'll have to say this. I will never, ever do it again. You know, just dealing with water and plumbing, it was a little more. But, you know, you get some satisfaction about doing it at home. So we're going to take one more break. We're going to talk a little more about the home for 2014. You're listening to the At Home Show, normally with Mark Van den Bosch, Tony Hoover sitting in.
With the weather getting colder, it's time to ask Zealand Lumber and Supply how you can save energy with new windows. Whether you're building a new home or you're remodeling, this is a great time to complete the look of your home with attractive, new energy-efficient windows. Zealand Lumber proudly offers Anderson, Quaker, and Marvin windows, and estimates are available. Zealand Lumber has installation solutions for your window project. Stop in and talk to the experts at Zealand Lumber and Supply, located at 146 East Washington in downtown Zealand. You can find them online at ZealandLumber.com or like them on Facebook. No matter what you're planning to do around the home this season, whether it's roofing, windows, siding, decking, cabinets, or interior trim and doors, Zealand Lumber is your source for exterior and interior renovations. Learn more at ZealandLumber.com or visit them at 146 East Washington in Zealand.
Attention, teachers, nurses, government employees, police officers, and firefighters. If you're struggling to pay student loans, then your entire student loan can be forgiven. You heard correctly. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you can potentially have the remaining balance of your student loan debt completely forgiven. We can help anyone with student loans potentially cut their payments in half. Call now for free information. 800-798-1205. 800-798-1205. 800-798-1205.
Psst, it's me, your bathroom medicine cabinet. I see you naked, know how often you floss, and watch you pluck unsightly hairs. I can keep a secret, but you need to know. Your kids have been taking your prescriptions to get high. I couldn't keep it quiet, because prescription drug abuse now causes more deaths than cocaine and heroin ODs combined. So please, mind your meds. For tips on safeguarding your meds and your family, visit the partnership at drugfree.org.
You're listening to the At Home Show. Tony Hoover sitting in here today. I'm Diane Costin, having a little bit of technical difficulties with phone calls. So sorry about that. I'll have it fixed for next week. And here's Tony.
Thanks, Diane. You know, it's Friday. We're all having fun.
Somebody is. I'm glad to hear it.
You know, this is Tony Hoover sitting in for Mark Vandenbosch again in the great state of California, soaking up that sunshine. It looks like he's sent a little bit up north us today because we're having a great day here in western Michigan, aren't we, John?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I'm still thinking I might hit the beach later this afternoon. If it breaks 36 degrees, guys, I'll be out at Lake Michigan building a sandcastle or snow castle, I guess. So we've been doing kind of a year in review. You know, mm-hmm. This is the last Friday of the year. And we talked about what we've done, and I thought for the last couple minutes, let's talk about, you know, where we're going. Mm-hmm. You know, New Year's resolutions can range from anything from, you know, weight loss, maybe drinking less coffee. But we're going to focus kind of on your home. What do you want to change about your home? And, you know, just to kind of get the conversation started, John, you know what I did? I went online and I found neilkelly.com. And neilkelly.com, and I'll post this to Zeal and Lumber's Facebook page this afternoon, is just interior design. And they're talking about some of the trends they're seeing in for next year. And I'm just going to go over a couple just because I think it's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to what's hot and new, it always changes. And what struck me, trend number one, according to neilkelly.com, was U-sockets. Now,
okay.
Have you heard of this yet, John?
No, but I'm looking at the picture, and it looks like it makes sense.
Yeah, it's you take a standard outlet, and instead of the traditional, like, two prongs, it's actually a USB. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us have iPhones, iPads, and instead of using the converter that comes with the product, you just plug it in, like it's your computer, but it's into the wall. And that's something they're talking about for 2014 to really make a comeback.
You know, I think that the other interesting part about that is 5-6 years ago, they were still wiring all the houses with, you know, Cat 5 cable for internet connection throughout the different rooms and cable throughout the rooms. And so many devices are wireless now. I can't see where that would even be.
Why would you even need to?
Yeah, exactly.
That's a really good point. You know, and trend number two, according to this list, is kicking the shower to the curb. You know, a lot of folks are kind of getting rid of the baths, and showers are becoming more popular than bathtubs. And I think that's, you know, kind of from conversations I've had, has kind of been yes and no. The folks that continue to have bathtubs are almost going more decorative. We're now seeing claw bathtubs, foot bathtubs, make a strong trend. But it's interesting to see how, again, going back to the conversation we had earlier, people are staying in their homes longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're investing more into their homes. And, you know, John, what are you planning for 2014? You know, I put you on the spot last time. You didn't have a lot of time this year. You finished your MBA program. But what are you looking forward to doing in your home for 2014?
Oh, at some point I'm going to put a deck on. But if it's 2014 or not, it all depends. It's all a function of time and time and money.
That's for sure. No, I hear that. Now, I'm going to ask the question. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Is it going to be composite deck or is it going to be treated?
I think I would do a composite deck.
You would do composite?
Yes, I would.
And is it for the reason we talked about earlier, a little bit lower maintenance?
Well, basically because the deck would be on the north side of my house.
Okay.
And it would, I'm in the woods, and there's a lot of moss that grows, and it won't dry out very well.
I gotcha.
And I think a composite product would hold up a lot better in this particular instance. Even, I think a treated wood product would not hold up as well is I would normally expect it to be if it was, you know, facing south or in some other direction.
For sure. I gotcha. If you want to get a hold of us, the best way today is going to be email tonyh@zealandlumber.com. You know, and during the break, John, you brought up a really interesting point, building codes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as many of us in the industry know, they're always changing. From where you sit, you know, as a builder and as a purchaser, what are you thinking is going to come down the pipelines maybe in the next 1 to 2 years as far as building codes are concerned?
Well, the two big code changes that are in the works and they're talking about is one is a fire code change, which is gonna it makes the ceiling, basically in a basement, the ceiling has to be fireproof in some way, shape, or form. And so there's talk about I-joists being coated with a fire retardant surface so it won't burn. It's just a delayed burn time. And then the other one, the other big code change that they're talking about is the energy codes. And that's, you know, I think we've adopted the 2009 and we're going to the 2012. The 2012, I don't believe, has been fully adopted yet. And there could be some give and take when they actually go to adopt it, but it's coming. And what it really means is it really means that the R values in the walls and the ceilings have to increase. There's a whole push towards this building science, which is the complete home envelope and how to make the building tighter and exchange the air automatically with a air exchanger to get the required turns, so you don't get moisture building up inside the wall cavity, and they're more efficient.
Gotcha.
Those types of changes, I think, is what you're going to see coming down the pipe here in the next couple of years.
Now, do you think that would, if you're thinking about building, then do you think you would have to add more in your budget if you're building a new home for things like that?
Well, it's kind of funny because you'll add more in the budget, but you're supposed to get the return on the investment with lower energy costs.
Right. So you have to ask yourself that question. You know, do you want to take the hit up front, or do you want to, you know, pay it out monthly?
Mm-hmm. And I think we need to get our banks to realize that this at some point too. But it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, do you think any other major changes? And you know, the whole arc of the show has really been, you know, going past and looking forward. And you know, what do you think is going to be the one biggest change for 2014?
2014, it's probably the energy code if it gets adopted.
Fantastic. You know, we're running short on time. We only have about 30 seconds left. And, you know, John, just, you know, thank you for taking the time and joining us on this final Friday of 2013. And to everyone that's been listening along all year, you know, Mark and I are very thankful that you take time every Friday to listen to us. And we are looking forward to a fabulous new year. Enjoy the time with your family and friends, and we'll see you next year, everybody.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the WHTC at Home Show, presented by Zeeland Lumber and Supply on 1450 WHTC with your host, Mark VandenBosch. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast. Just log on to Holland's homepage, WHTC.com, and join us next week for At Home on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.